Alright, hello. Today is day, 16 of the I Frankenstein project. 16, oh brother. Okay, so today was the first day I have watched the movie after watching both commentaries. And it made the movie, it made me feel bad for the movie and at the same time, not bad for the movie at all. So, the commentaries were incredibly dismal. Like, they're not the commentaries themselves were not bad. It was the content of said commentaries. So, the commentaries were, like, a huge bummer because they were just, like, we didn't have money to do this and we didn't have money to do that. And Aaron Eckhart is so cool because he was willing to do this. And Miranda Otto was so cool because she's willing to do that. And you feel bad for the whole movie because, well, I don't feel bad. I mean, not the movie, but, like, I mean, I pity the movie on some level, but at the same time, not really, because they didn't need to make a really action-heavy special effects movie for, if they didn't have the money for, like, they didn't have the money for a fourth wall or, a nice dress for Miranda Otto, but they had, like, a lot of money for special effects or something. I don't know. I mean, like, they didn't have, and they had, like, 1/5 of their budget was special effects, and I would say that's, like, 1/2 of the movie. And then, I don't know where the other $30 million went, because it didn't go to a fourth wall or his scar. They only had Aaron Eckhart's chest scars for one day, for example. It was like if your nephew made a movie and, like, he only had the chest scars, how expensive were they possibly? So we could only afford them for one day. One, what? Okay, so that just boggled my mind. So this time around, I was just watching it just to kind of, like, now that I know how slapdash it was, I was seeing that more. I was seeing a lot of, like, pickup shots that were connecting him walking from one scene to another. And I think that's, I mean, I know, I don't think I could tell you the sequence of events because they don't flow logically. Like, I think maybe, gun in my head, I could remember them, but, like, they don't, it's like if you just recall the movie, they don't make sense. Like, he goes from here to there all the time. Every building looks exactly the same. And all the people look exactly, I mean, everything looks the same in this movie. So, the building that the gargoyles live in looks pretty much identical to the building that the demons live in, which also looks the same as the building that the lab is in, which is the same as the abandoned building with the stuff in it. So, it's incredibly confusing. And so, I don't know where building they're in unless, like, people are there. So, that was, I think that did not help. But the commentary made me, like, understand why I was having so much trouble following the movie, even after seeing it 100 million times. So, that's what that commentary did. So, I think I might watch the commentary again, because I did enjoy having a buddy, and I think I really want to understand the movie better, because I want to figure out which shots they liked, which ones they didn't, and really get a sense for it. But at this point, I'm starting to see the cheapness. I mean, I always see the cheapness, but I'm trying to see, like, where they slacked off, and how they worked around it, sort of, and how they could improve it. So I'm always thinking now, how could it have been better? But I think Aaron Eckhart, I still will give him a lot of credit. He really knocked it out of the park. Bill Nye, still adorable. But not scary. Not even a little bit scary. He's, like, funny, but he's cute. So basically, the commentary has made the movie less interesting. Not that it could get a lot less interesting. But it has provided me insight in scenes that I was otherwise bored in, and given me something to look for, because this movie is now incredibly boring. Nothing happens. Like, nothing happens. Once you understand the plot's stupid. Like, it doesn't make any sense. The one thing that a review said, and I still, and even the commentary could not explain, is that they have all, like, the 10,000 demon bot, or the corpses, and they have, like, a little progress bar on the corpses to say, like, they're reanimated 2%. And I always thought that was confusing. It's like, when did they set that up? And when did they have the technology to set that up? When? Like, 1997? Like, what, the guy had to throw together, like, 10,000 little pods with status bars on them? It didn't make any sense. Like, how did he whip that together so fast? I mean, it's been, like, 300 years. So where did they put them before they had little pods? How were they not decomposing? I don't understand. And then, also, another thing I noted, that they're going to the plan, the demon ultimate plan, is to have so many demons that they can kill a bunch of humans, but then enslave the rest. But then they make a huge point of how they cannot possess... Oh, enslave them, not make them demons. Never mind. Okay, well, I thought they were going to make them demons. I said you can't make them demons because they have souls, but I guess they can be slaves. I'm not sure how that's helpful, though, because they can do all... They can do stuff on their own. Anyway, never mind. That's not a problem. Anyway, stupid plan. Stupid plan! Okay, so that movie drives me crazy. I'm getting very bored with it, but I'll watch your commentary again and get me back into it. Okay. So, writing. I wrote about 400 words during the day, and then at night I couldn't get to sleep, so I wrote another 1,000 words. So I've gotten him up, he went for his stupid run, and then he, gets, kind of overwhelmed, and he can't breathe, blah, blah, blah. So he's appearing, like, his weaknesses are showing to him, and then his wife sees it, and she's really worried. And so she doesn't want to let him go anywhere. And then I needed to get him out of the house because the interaction between him and his wife was getting boring. So I needed to get him out of the house. And I was trying to figure out a character that I'd already introduced. So I'm going to have him... Well, I already had him. He's in the car with his co-star from the movie that had already been mentioned. The one that also got nominated for the award. And they're going to go out. So they're going to say they're going out around the block and blah, 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 but they're actually going to be going kind of downtown. So I wanted him to have a friend so he has somebody else to talk to who wouldn't be so touchy-feely. And then he also needs to, I want somebody to ask him about it who isn't his friend. Like, ask him what happened. And then the Antonio is the guy... he's going out with, and he's going to kind of give him more information on what happened so we get more perspective. And I'm trying to give out, like, in drips. So I'm trying to make it seem like some other big things happened that he doesn't know about. And I haven't quite figured out what they are, but, like, nobody wants to tell him, so I guess, like, they don't want to freak him out. But that was one of those things, like, I'm teasing it. I need to figure out, like, what... And I think when I reveal it, I'll try to figure out something that makes sense with the character that I've written. It needs to be something big, so I don't know quite yet. Much quicker, but we'll figure it out. But they're basically, like, not telling him everything right now under the guise of not wanting to kind of freak him out. And then later it'll be enough to get him mad. So that's it for now. So I'm kind of, like, in the middle of a scene, so I'm kind of going from there. All right, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.